Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday. I have to admit, Chris Russell, I was in a great mood.
Until
hearing
you heard
about
the music.
This pot roast and the slow cooker all day. I go in there and it's pretty much all gone. Very sad about
That's because Landfill ate it all.
He's actually not even here to defend himself. He can't hear us right now.
He can hear us. Actually, I just almost choked on it.
It looks and smells amazing.
It was. It tasted wonderful.
Vic shaking his head. It's legit, right?
Well, the second I walked into the building, not the studio, but the building,
yes.
I could smell it.
I'm
and it
surprised
was delicious.
People from like other stations and offices in this building didn't try to get in on it, but it's gone.
I think I've seen some engineers.
If you're thinking about it, don't even worry because it's gone.
Yeah, I think I've seen some engineers buzzing around here a little extra than they normally do. Whenever they smell food.
So now I have to hit the vending machine? That's so depressing.
Uh-oh, gummy bear time for Aaron Hawksworth. Oh, she brought a bag already. She doesn't have to go to the vending machine. And the whole food bag.
That's emotional eating right there, because you guys ate all the pot roast, and I had to go get gummy bears.
I thought the whole point of Whole Foods was not to sell processed foods.
Oh, that's not from Whole Foods.
It was just shoved in the Whole Foods bag. I got it. I see how you roll.
Yeah, I feel healthier eating candy out of a Whole Foods bag.
I see how you roll. Good evening, everybody. Welcome aboard. Nice to have you with us here on a Friday night. We'll take you up till 8:45 when the Capitals and the Colorado Avalanche.
Just like a shorty show for us. Are we going to be able to stop talking that early?
How are we going to fill all this time? Well, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to hear from You caught up with DJ Swearinger earlier this week. I saw you guys going hiding from everybody and going to do this interview, but I have not heard this interview yet. So you caught up with DJ Swearinger after some of his interesting comments earlier in the week. And oh, by the way,
his revenge tour
continues. Exactly.
And the Texans, this one means more to him. He told me that he had this game circled before even week one. As soon as the schedule came out, this is the one he
knew.
Cares about
he
the most.
He does not like Bill O'Brien, and I'm sure he addressed some of the reason why, or at least hinted at it, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear that interview that Aaron did on Wednesday that nobody has heard on this radio station, so DJ Swearinger. We will have that interview coming up for you later on in the show as well. I was at Redskins Park on Wednesday, and I caught up with NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Dustin Hopkins.
Tress Way. Such a good interview.
I had Dustin Hopkins on my mind because of the injury.
Have you ever heard an interview with Tress Way before? You've got to stick around and listen to this show because he is so good. Good on the field and good behind the mic.
Absolutely fabulous. He's better than me on the mic, I can tell you that, because I just screwed up his
name. He's funny. I mean, I would like to see him do, like, improv.
He can
or something.
Do radio easily.
Oh.
You know how, like,
he's so quick on his feet.
You know the former Colts punter, Pat McAfee?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
He was doing, like, Barstool Sports or something like that. I think he was doing, like, a show. I don't do the Barstool Sports thing. Whatever. I mean, to each his own. But he was doing, maybe he's still doing it. I think he was. I know he was doing it. Maybe he still is or he isn't, whatever. But, I mean, here's most punters are nondescript, right? Punters are starting to make a name for themselves. Marquette King out in Denver, the former Oakland guy, is a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Pat McAfee got into radio and started doing this Barstool thing. And, I mean, I guess if they like you, you must be pretty entertaining, right? Because you can't be on Barstool and not be vulgar and half a dope, right? And then we have Tress Way, the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, who, again, will join us on the show later on, who entertained the mass. I mean, he had everybody rolling at Redskins Park. And then I went up to him, and I was like, hey, dude. That's my blue shorts voice. Long story. Anyway, I went up to him, and I said, can you please spare me 2 minutes? And we wound up doing like 5.5 minutes. And it was just like, awesome. He, I mean, he could have done easily another 15 minutes, no problem.
He told this great story about how he saw a fan in a crowd. Yep. Did you interview him about that?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to spoil it. I
didn't interview him about that because I knew he had already talked about
so
it with
I'll
you guys.
I'll say it really quick.
Right.
He saw a Redskins number five jersey, which is he wears number five. And then he was so disappointed to realize that it was Donovan McNabb and not him.
Oh, poor Tressway. Poor Tressway.
He's way better than McNabb, though.
You know what? He's better than Donovan McNabb here in Washington, but he's been here a hell of a lot longer than Donovan McNabb.
Taking shots at McNabb.
Oh, please. That brings back nightmares of that 2010 season. Gosh, that brings back so many memories.
How was that, the Monday Night Massacre?
I remember, I think I can tell this story now. Can I tell this story now?
Yeah, go for it.
I remember, like, the game that, not that Donovan got benched by Mike Shanahan in the last 2 minutes for Rex Grossman because he was in, quote unquote, not cardiovascular shape and whatever. That was like midway through the season. That was game eight when you knew it was going to hell in a handbasket really quick. And then the Redskins re-upped on a contract extension, which turned into, I don't want to say a phony baloney contract extension, but it just wasn't what it was reported to be and hyped to be and all that stuff, as most NFL contracts are. Then he gets benched again for the season when there's three games left, right? And we're in Dallas, and at that point, I'm flying with the team. I'm staying at the team hotel, and I go to the hotel bar on the Saturday night before the game, and Donovan McNabb is there with his family, and he calls me over, and he starts unloading.
Oh, gosh.
And some of the stuff. I mean, I can't repeat some of the stuff because I mean, it was like, ooh, okay, this is fun. This membership has privileges right now. This marriage is not going well. It's like you got hitched, right? And you ran. What's that thing when you get married and you run off? What's that? You elope, right?
Yes.
They eloped. They ran off on their little honeymoon. And then as soon as you got back from the honeymoon, bam!
You want an annulment.
Bam! Oh, you got slapped right across the face. Let me tell you something. It was ugly. There was a lot of dirty laundry being slung that night at the old bar with Donovan McNabb.
Can you tell
McNabb.
Me something that he said?
It was 8 years ago. And let's just put it this way. He was less than a fan of Mike Shanahan. I mean, not that that's surprising.
Yeah.
You know, but kind of thought that Mike Shanahan's offense was kind of dinosauric. And, you know, I mean, until Mike Shanahan got Robert Griffin III, you could make an argument that it was. But, I mean, even with Rex Grossman, they moved the damn football, and they actually scored points. Because I remember that next day, the Redskins were getting slaughtered in Dallas. And, again, the game, relatively speaking, meant nothing. And Sexy Rexy came in. I mean, he was starting, obviously. And all of a sudden, it was like midway through the third quarter, they just woke up and they scored like three or four touchdowns in a row. It was like, bing, bang, boom, boom. And they tied it, and then they lost, like, by three. And I remember Chris Cooley scored the game-winning touchdown or the game-tying touchdown at the point. Anyway, the point is, I mean, yeah, Donovan was not obviously thrilled about being benched after getting a phony baloney contract extension, after being benched earlier in the year, basically felt he was being humiliated, embarrassed, blamed solely for everything that had gone wrong in year one of a regime, you know, and so on. And, you know, obviously Mike had his all issues. So anyway, it was just weird and fun, you know. And I don't know why I told the story because you said Tressway saw
McNabb.
The number five jersey.
Yeah,
right. So that's that story. And Tressway's been here for five seasons now. Five seasons. Been here since 2014. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, and what he's doing is awesome.
Special teams has been huge. We did a little TV together. I mean, you do TV all the time. I'm just a little peon, so you invited me in on Sunday night, which was very kind of you, and we did ABC7 Sports Sunday on Sunday night, and, you know, I kind of threw in a little bit of love for the special teams,
right? You did,
right?
And then, like, the next day, he wins the award.
Yeah, exactly. And who, yeah, well, we'll find out who told him about how he won the award during the interview, because he told that
and
story.
And that's coming up at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely.
I think we plan to do
along
that.
Along with DJ Swearinger, yeah. who you mentioned, who you caught up with. So we'll have all of that. And I promise we're not just going to talk about old stories of Donovan McNabb and Tressway finding Donovan McNabb jerseys in the crowd. We're going to actually talk about things and things and things and things. Aaron made a huge life-changing decision this week, which we will talk about as well. I just had and nearly choked half to death a sample of the Daniel Jeremiah Crock-Pot Pot Roast. And yes, I damn near just almost choked to death.
It's dry?
No. It's wonderful. It tasted great. It was wet. It was everything.
Wow. Whoa.
What are we saying? It was juicy. It was wet. How do you want me to describe it? I mean, whatever.
I can't contribute on this topic.
Am I making things too awkward?
How
are you supposed? Is it dry? I mean, what am I supposed to say?
I'm not even the one who pulls the audio that gets isolated from you. But I'm sitting over here and I hear that, and I just know. And I could hear
code for something else.
I mean, I was talking about pot roast,
you
idiot.
It definitely sounded like code.
I was talking about pot roast
he
that landfill is now trying to eat
the
off
pot
his shirt.
Roast.
I was talking about
pot roast. So I was wondering
roast.
What was wrong with it.
Right. And she said, is it dry? And so I answered, no.
All right, I guess I teed you up for that without really realizing
Trust way.
Anyway, because it was so delicious, but because we didn't have knives, I took this big hunk of meat from the pot roast, and I tried to eat it all in one shot, and I choked near half to death on it. That's why I ran out of the studio, because I was gasping for air and trying to figure out a way to stop from dying.
Well, I'm glad you didn't nearly die before the show. Are you feeling okay
now? I almost kicked the bucket eating Daniel Jeremiah's pot roast.
Okay, I think we need to take a break on this note.
You think so? All right, maybe. People are already going,
wow, they got off the rails in the first segment?
Please talk about the Redskins and Texans.
This could only go downhill for the next 2 hours.
Please talk about DeAndre Hopkins lighting up FedEx Field.
What about the tickets? Because that hasn't been talked about enough all week, has it?
Nobody's talking.
Have you heard about the tickets?
Did Josh Norman say anything?
Apparently, did you hear he gave some away?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Can't believe you didn't hear about this yet.
Did we in the media make too big of a deal out of this? Are you making too big of a deal out of this? Are you just going to shut up and show up on Sunday afternoon at FedEx Field for 2-6-3 teams? It's Thanksgiving week, baby. And we're kicking it off in grand style here on The Fan.
Happy Friday. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. And we're back on task. We needed that break.
We are?
Well, I thought we were, but apparently we're not.
We already got some funny tweets rolling in.
Uh-oh. Can you share?
Sure, absolutely. You want me to?
Judging by your facial expressions, I'm not sure.
I mean, they're clean. They're clean. They're not X-rated or anything like that. They're not even really R-rated or anything. Let's see. Enoch says, just described WrestleMania 61, just described a pot roast as quote unquote wet because he loses his mind when doing a show with at Aaron Hawksworth. Hashtag code at RoosterCast on Twitter. Okay. And then JR, who is always a good tweeter, says, he tweeted both of us. He said, but did Rooster choke on the poutine poontang?
Nice.
Because one time I was talking about poutine and I called it
that. Wow, really?
Because I'm an idiot. I mean, it's just the way I roll. It's just the way I roll.
Don't ever change, Rooster.
Exactly. I try not to. All right, along with Aaron Hawksworth, I am merely the Rooster.
So we only have a couple minutes in this block because Heisty needs to do an update.
Yes, yes, he's special, so he wants us.
We're just here for Heisty tonight. We're on his timeline.
We're here so that Heist can do his job because he's the star of the show. We're just a bunch of morons. Well, at least I am. You're a TV star.
We'll just try to get in where we fit in tonight.
Exactly. Real quickly, before we get to Heisty. Josh Norman was giving away tickets at the Dulles Center Town Center Mall
this
today.
Afternoon.
I thought that was a good thing after he created some ill will amongst the fans.
I agree. I told him I thought that was a great way to kind of handle the situation. No excuses.
Yep.
Giving back to the fans. They're 6-3. They're atop the division, but you would never know it if you went to a game by the lack of attendance. So I thought it was good. I mean, I still can't believe they have the worst attendance percentage in the NFL. It's sad.
I never call a fan base bad because if they never choose to show up or if they don't choose to show up in mass or for whatever reason, it's expensive, it's hard to get to, it's time consuming, people have families, people have different things, it's Thanksgiving week. However, I'll admit.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I won't be mad, but I'll be disappointed for 2-6-3 teams, even though it's not a natural rivalry by any means. I'll be disappointed if there's wide swaths of empty seats with all of this buzz, with all of this talk, with all of this anticipation leading up.
I hope that place is rocking and it's loud.
I mean, I don't think it'll be 80,000, quite honestly. If we're being honest, I mean, I hope that there's like less than 10,000 empty seats. I hope that whoever's there, 70,000, 68,000, whatever, that most of it is Redskins fans and that they're loud and proud and the Redskins give them a reason to. All right, we're going to get into this more. Have we made too big of a deal in the media and therefore the fan base about this issue? And as well, what will a win on Sunday say about the Washington Redskins?
On the Fan.
I'm mad, Aaron.
Why? Vent to me, Rooster. Vent.
Because Vic is making fun of me while Heist is doing an update. Everyone makes fun of me. I got people ripping me left and right.
I might be the only person that doesn't make fun of you.
Yeah, you are the nicest person in the world to me. Everyone else just shreds me to, like, pieces.
Aww. I'm not publicly shaming you, though. This is off the air.
Yeah, you're just
so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
What happened during the break
I can't say what Vic was doing because it calls into question the character of the man.
Wow.
The man that is JT the Slick.
Are you over it, or do we need to keep talking
about it? I'll get past
it.
It's a Friday night. I
missed all of this.
I'm trying to feel good.
I'm reading up on Carmelo Anthony because we have a Rockets guest coming up.
Well, he's not only a Rock, he's the play-by-play voice of the Rockets, but he also does a daily talk show in Houston. So he had me on his afternoon show today to talk about the Redskins and the Texans. We talked about D.C. geography and all sorts of stuff. And then we actually talked about the game. So I thought, you know what? Not only the Texans here, but you got the Carmelo Anthony thing. And you have the Ed Oliver situation, which people are just kind of finding out about now. He's like could be the number one overall prospect in the draft. He's certainly the number one defensive line prospect. I mean, he went ballistic at his own head coach on the sidelines over like a coat or something like that. He plays for the University of Houston. So we're going to talk to him all about at 7:30.
Now I'm even more excited. So much to get to.
Plus, we're going to have your conversation with DJ Swearinger, my conversation with Tress Way from earlier this week at Redskins Park, and we're going to talk to you at 800-636-1067. All right, so before we get out to the calls, I see Chris in Hyattsville, Rachel in Mechanicsville, and others at 800-636-1067. Have we in the media made too big of a deal out of this whole ticket, fan, Josh Norman criticism fiasco? I think we have.
I agree.
Which doesn't surprise me because we blow everything up on this radio station. And I mean, it's part of the reason why we're popular and why we're doing massive numbers, because people come to us for a place to vent, talk, and, you know, kind of what's hot. But there's too much being said about that and not enough being said about the football team, in my opinion.
I agree, but I also think the fan issue, it's sort of like the elephant in the room. If Josh Norman didn't make those comments mm-hmm. Sunday night, now it's gotten out of control. Other players have doubled, tripled right. down on it. Now players are giving away tickets. Josh Norman did today at Dulles Town Center. If this never got brought up, let's say fans do show up Sunday. They're loud. They're proud. They're not booing. They're in the seats. Everything the players want. And perhaps it might be a short-lived, but if it does bring about some mm-hmm. change, is it blown out of proportion?
Well, you mean if he didn't say it?
No, the fact that we've talked about it all week. Because, you know, it's like fans probably...
Because what you're saying is that probably led to...
Some possible change
motivated.
This Sunday.
Right.
To be like, well, we're not booing right. you. We're going to come support you.
So that's
we're
a
better fan base than this. We're loyal. We're going to be there.
So that's an interesting part of the equation, right? So all of this hype, all of this talk, all of this discussion, all of this banter... If it actually leads to the ultimate cause or the ultimate goal, which was, like you said, to pack the house more and to get it more loud and more proud for
which,
a 6-3 team.
By the way, this is the most important
yes.
game so far this
yes.
season.
And it's, by the way, the last home game for almost a month.
Yeah.
They won't come back because they have at Dallas, then they have the 11-day break at Philadelphia on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until like December 9th before they come
yeah.
back against the New York Giants. So this is the last chance. And it's 2-6-3 teams, even though there isn't a traditional rivalry. So what
and
you're
it's
saying,
a great matchup.
So what you're saying is if there's 75,000 people in the house at FedEx Field on Sunday, just use that number, right? Roughly. We don't have an exact number and, you know, different accounting methods, whatever. Just say 70-ish thousand people there. And it's loud and it's proud. And the players after the game, they say the Redskins win, and they're talking about how loud and how passionate it was, and it made a difference. Then I guess we didn't talk about it too much, right? Because ultimately the goal was to get people aware, and ultimately the goal was to get people motivated and to get them off their ass and to get them to go to the stadium and support the guys, right?
Right, right.
However, what happens if, win or lose, what happens if there's 20,000 empty seats there on Sunday and it's kind of a, I don't want to say a morgue, but it's kind of like,
same old, same
yeah.
old.
Kind of like how it was against Indianapolis.
Then I guess it's just a sad situation that this didn't bring about
right?
change. I mean, it's
is
just,
that a bad look for us or
yeah,
a bad look for the Redskins?
I think it's
or
disappointing.
What?
I don't think it's a bad look for us because the fact that fans were attacked,
mm-hmm.
I know, you know, you get callers on the radio.
Right.
We go out and do MOS, man on the street interviews.
Ooh, TV term.
Yeah, TV
MOS.
Talk. MOS, man on the street. So... our jobs are affected by talking to fans, getting their reaction because they were essentially attacked, right?
I
so
like the Chyron that you guys had under my name. Like
the Chyron?
Oh, yeah. Right? I like that. anyway, sorry. I just couldn't resist. I'm a dummy. But to your point, yes, right? Like, if it's loud and it's proud.
I'd like to hear it. What people are
yeah.
predicting from FedEx Field. You know, what do you think the crowd will be like? 800-636-1067. Are fans going to be louder, bigger attendance than we've seen this season in response to all of this blown out of proportion talk all week long on TV and radio here in D.C.? Is there going to be a response at FedEx Field, or will it be same old, same old?
You almost sounded like Mike Gundy there with the Twitter.
Oh,
that's a
I love Mike Gundy,
sound.
By the way. We'll play that
He's
later.
He's tremendous.
I'm 40. I'm a man.
that guy's funny with the mullet. I'm really curious to see if it makes a difference. Because
I am too.
It should make a difference theoretically, right? If this fan base is not totally like one leg out the door, which I think a lot
I mean,
of it is.
Fans should be offended, and
they should be
if you're
bothered,
a loyal fan,
right.
you should be bothered.
Should be
bring
bothered.
Your family, bring your friends.
Yeah.
Whatever the excuse is to get out of the house, go there and support the team and see what happens.
Here's a good question. Has all of this talk, all of this coverage, all of this buzz motivated you to go to FedEx Field on Sunday to shut the media up, to shut the critics up, to shut the players up? Has it motivated you? Has it changed your approach just this Sunday alone. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's take some calls.
Let's do it.
Out to Rachel in Mechanicsville on the Fan. Rachel,
hey, Rachel.
How are you?
Hey, Rooster. Hey, Aaron. Nice to talk to you. Glad to call in.
What's going on, Rach?
I'm just stuck in traffic, but I wanted to comment because I'm a huge Redskins fan, have been for a really, really long time, and while I do love a live sporting event, I don't enjoy the stadium experience. I think things are very pricey, and I would love to take the kids, but I can't, you know, they're going to get hungry, we want snacks, parking is difficult, it's just a difficult experience. So I watch religiously, and I cheer in my house, but it's kind of difficult to get to the stadium.
See, like, with kids, I totally get that. I mean, if you're a single person with no kids, it's a lot easier to justify to me.
But it still is kind of a pain in the butt,
absolutely.
Even being single.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is when you have kids and a family to take into account,
yeah.
And it's not just you.
And it's cold if your kids
exactly.
are young.
Oh.
And, you know, you're there all day. It's a big commitment.
Yeah. Now, the weather's not supposed to be that bad. But to your point, I mean, if it's, you know, 30 degrees... I mean, and to Rachel's point, you know, I mean, like even if you bring food for a tailgate, right? Well, Rachel, I don't know how old your kids are. My kids always want to eat. They always want to drink.
I can't put them up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't blame
you. What we do is because parking is a little treacherous, is we will take the metro, but that's a pilgrimage to the stadium, and that's a lot to ask.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got 12, 11, and 7, and, you know, they're hungry, and they get tired of walking, and they just want to get there and enjoy, and then we've got to make it on back to the metro. So it's just a little difficult.
So are you saying when they build a new stadium, then you'll reconsider going?
I want to go to OK again. That place was ruckus. I love it.
Yeah, the problem is they're never going to be able to recreate. I mean, even if they build the new stadium there, they're not going to be able to recreate that same
vibe.
I mean, that's a lost era. It's just changed. It's just changed. Thank you, Rachel. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Rachel. I love the call.
American dream. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Listen, here's the biggest problem with all of this. I mean, people can call people bad fans, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, we need you. We need to fill up the seat. Look, if I didn't have to be here doing a post-game show, right, I would be at FedEx Field because this is what we do as media, right? We have to be around the players, the coaches. It's a better perspective, this, that, and the other. But if I wasn't in media or if I wasn't assigned to work, there's no way in hell I would be going treachering. And it has nothing to do with FedEx Field. I mean, FedEx Field probably makes it less
NFL
appealing.
On TV,
yes.
Though. There's some sports like hockey I'd rather be in person.
I'd still rather be on TV. I don't like being at sporting
events.
Nowadays,
everybody's asked to work so hard, and it's like your weekend. You just want to chill out.
Exactly.
You can wear whatever you want, relax, and watch as much football. And I think also with fantasy, you can want to keep an eye on the other games
Red
going
zone.
On.
And your computer and all of that stuff. And it's just not the same. All right, let's get a couple more calls in here, or at least one more here. Real quickly, let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on the Fan. Chris.
Rooster, hey, can I talk to Aaron for a second?
No.
Listen, I want to say something about the Skins. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
But I'm a little bit concerned about you. And when you get on the air with the Rooster, and I think what we need to do is create like a safe word. So, like, maybe let's just say rutabaga. Like, if you say rutabaga because Rooster's making you feel uncomfortable, then we can just have the producers come in there, shut down the show.
Wait a second. Chris, what are you talking
and then
about?
I run out of the building with my arms
literally
flailing around.
I was literally talking about choking on pot roast. I was answering a question.
Rooster, only you can make eating pot roast sound vaguely sexual and uncomfortable for your guests.
Chris, well, that is accurate.
This is unfair character assassination.
That actually took a left turn, and I was not meaning it.
I mean, this is a totally unfair character assassination.
Well, it's funny because I just taped this ID for Chad Duke saying I enjoy making Chris Russell uncomfortable, but I think actually maybe you might make me uncomfortable.
But I didn't do anything wrong. I'm getting yelled yelled at by everyone. I mean,
hope
I got
HR's
people
not listening.
I got people texting me left and right, you know, all this stuff.
No.
I mean, all I simply did was answer a question. You said, is it dry? I said, no.
Okay, well, let's not get back into
it. Exactly. All right, go ahead, Chris, real quick. Yeah, pain in the butt.
Listen, I don't, I mean, if the NFL really wanted fans to come to games, then they shouldn't make the game so darn fun and easy to watch on television. Okay, they make most of their money from television advertising. Mm-hmm. For them to come cry and complain that they're not getting fans when it's also probably the most cost prohibitive sport to attend regularly, like, I don't care. I mean, and I don't blame Josh Norman. I don't think he attacked fans. I think he levied a fair criticism. Mm-hmm. So just because someone says something negative about someone doesn't mean that they're launching an attack. I mean, this whole country
I think,
is triggered
but I,
all
but I think the
time,
way he, so. I think the way he said it, and I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but the way he said it was not like Adrian Peterson and Alex Smith said it. The way he said it was basically calling the fans out on the carpet for not being there, for not supporting, but for traveling to Tampa and New Orleans and all sorts of other places.
He was asked the question, why do you play better on the road? He didn't need to bring the fans into it like he did.
Right. Now, he's just too honest, and he's got no filter.
We criticize athletes for not being authentic and for being milquetoast and using cliches all the time. And this guy said the truth, and then once he does that, he gets criticized.
I agree.
There's really no reason for
I actually hope that by him bringing this to light, it changes the attendance and the atmosphere a bit. I hope that even if people don't love going to FedEx Field, that they suck it up and realize they're going to be loyal fans and show up.
Suck it
up,
Sunshine.
Your team is in first place.
Damn it, your team's in first place. Get out there. Hail to the Redskins, 800-636-1067.
We're taking your calls, 800-636-1067. Chris Russell, Aaron Hawksworth. We're back after this.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday. I hope everyone is getting their weekend off to a great start right now. ABC 7's Aaron Hawksworth and Chris Russell, WrestleMania 621, with you here tonight. So we're continuing the conversation, and we're talking about, are you motivated now to go to FedEx Field after what Josh Norman and some of the players have said about being booed, the lack of attendance, the opposing jerseys in the stands, all of that? Has this all motivated you to say, you know what, I should be there to support my team that's first place? Or are you still like, meh, I'm over it? Where are you at with this? What would Joe Gibbs do on Twitter tweeted at us saying, you're all hitting on the problem. It is the time commitment. Mm-hmm. It isn't worth 9 or 10 hours on a Sunday when the likelihood of seeing a victory is literally a coin flip. Now, I don't know if that's the case this season. I think there's more than a coin flip shot that they might win a game, but
I mean, they are 3-2 at home, and the two losses are not, I don't want to say they're ugly. I mean, one was a blowout and one was not a blowout, but it wasn't a good performance in any way. Week two, the home opener against the Indianapolis Colts. Now, Indianapolis turned out to be better than we thought they would be, mm-hmm. but the bottom line is that was expected to be a whitewash.
Yeah.
And the Redskins basically rolled over and played dead for much of that game, if not all of that mm-hmm. game. So, you know, that leaves a little bit. I love what Alex Smith said to Dukes yesterday. I don't know if you heard that interview.
I did not.
So basically, Alex Smith, in a nutshell, said, we have to go out and earn it. You don't just expect home field advantage. You don't just demand home field advantage. We've got to keep winning. We've got to win that trust back. We've got to earn that trust back.
Well, to your point, they're going to be playing on the road a lot, where the players admitted they're better. So by the time they come back home December 9th, maybe
you
the fans will be there.
Win on Sunday and win the next two,
exactly.
And you'll have 80 a million people there. Let's hear
what's it going to take for people to buy in?
Real quickly, before we get to the calls, I want you to hear this cut from Alex Smith yesterday, because this is the cut that I was talking about. He was a guest at Chad Dukes yesterday.
Right. I mean, you got to earn. You got to win. You got to win consistently.
Right.
You got to build home field advantage. I mean, fans have a right to be critical of their teams. That's the nature of being a fan. So a little bit, you got to go build that thing. You know, that's my experience. You know, anywhere there is, you talk about home field advantage, you talk about these places, it's because they've earned that right, you know, and they've earned that kind of deal. And we got to go get that done. And I look forward to doing that.
You like that?
I do.
Right?
Well
said. You like that? You like that?
Every time I say that phrase, I'll never forget Kirk Cousins.
I don't think Tarik El-Bashir will ever forget Kirk Cousins either, because he was the recipient of "you like that." Anyway, 800-636-1067. Let's get back to you on the phones. 800-636-1067. We're going to have a special guest coming up from H-Town at the bottom of the hour. So let's rock and roll with you guys. Let's go to Brandon and Waldorf on the fan. Brandon, how are you?
Excellent. You all?
Hey,
what's going
on, Brandon?
All right. Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment. What Alex Smith said actually was right on the money, because I look at it as the average guy, you know, the average guy's salary to load up a family and to go out there and pay what you pay for parking and pay what you pay for tickets and concessions and jerseys and this, that, and the other, and then to get a half-hearted effort and an L. You feel like you wasted your money.
I mean,
yeah. And this has been going on with this team for years.
Yeah.
Yet, at the same time, I'm burgundy and gold, so I'm dead and cold. 16-0, 0-16, I'm rocking with the Redskins. So if I was getting a better product, I would have no problem being in attendance. I wish I could have got some of those free tickets that Norman and Sparinger were talking about.
But here's the problem. Just because you don't go and because every point that you made is absolutely valid, that doesn't make you a bad fan. And that's what I felt essentially, like,
exactly.
Whether he intended it that way or not. That's the way I and many others perceive
it.
Kind of
came across
that
way.
That he was calling out Redskins fans for being bad fans for not going to FedEx Field and supporting them. Meanwhile, they were also
going
down to Tampa.
And DJ Swearinger said this is the worst he's seen it, you know, on the, what, four teams he's played on?
Yeah.
Including the Texans, who basically hated him. If it's worse than that, I mean, that was like, whoa.
Yeah. But I don't think it makes Brandon you a bad fan if you don't.
I'm not worried about being a bad fan. I'm going to rock with my Redskins regardless. But at the same time, too, Swearinger and Norman wasn't here for that. Like, I'm 40 years old.
Yeah.
One of my first memories was Riggins breaking for the touchdown against the Dolphins. And if I grew up in an era where I'm used to seeing my team win, and all of a sudden they fall off, you have a whole generation of fans who never got to see that.
Absolutely.
So these guys are feeling it based upon a time when they weren't here. But at the same time, you give them a reason to show up. You really give them a reason to show up, they'll show up. Just like you all just said, if they win Sunday, they go on and ruin everyone in Dallas' Thanksgiving, hopefully, and then come back and beat Philly. When they come back to play New York, the roof's going to be knocked off the place.
Mm-hmm.
No, they've already they'll want to put all those seats that they took out
and
put them back. Thank you, Brandon. Happy Thanksgiving,
Thank you,
buddy.
Brandon.
Appreciate it. Let's get to Kathy in D.C. on the fan. Kathy, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on my way home. As soon as I got in the car, I put on my Redskin toboggan to Lorton. And I'm a season ticket holder since RFK, so I've seen a lot of great wins, a lot of great players. I've got gray hair, but I am on my feet every weekend. I don't know, does he not look up in my section? I'm waving my boas, my pom-poms. I make people get up when we're at third down. I turn around and say, hey, everybody off your feet. Come on, let's go.
I love her.
I get people up and I cheer. I was on the 2018 NFL Bad Boys, Bad Lip Reading thing this year because they caught me with my pom-poms and stuff up. I didn't say what they said I said.
Were you saying bad potty mouth words?
Well, no, but I said, come on up here and bite me. That's what they made me say.
Okay.
But anyway.
I love your enthusiasm and your passion.
I just love them. I take arbitrary people that I hardly know sometimes to the game with me. My best friend, she's sick now. She can't come anymore. And so my family, I take them as their
own. Hang on, Kathy. I got an important question for you. Obviously, you go and you're going to go no matter win, lose, rain, shine, whatever. Does it upset you that so many Redskins fans have turned their back essentially on the franchise, whether it's just or deserved?
Why are there so many fans from other teams? I'm like, it makes it harder for me in my heart to get everybody going when everybody's not here, you know? But it means everything to me. Every year I tell my tax guy, just as long as I got enough money to pay you and my Redskin tickets.
You gotta pay the.
I love my team.
You gotta pay the taxes and you gotta pay your Redskin season tickets. Thank you, Kathy. Happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate the passion.
I love Kathy.
All right, let's take a timeout here, and then we are going to come back and we are going to get the Houston perspective on things as well. We'll expand it out a little bit. Where's Carmelo Anthony going to wind up, because he is potentially on the move, and we will also ask about Ed Oliver, again, the top defensive prospect in the draft, when Matt Thomas joins us from Sports Talk 790 in Houston, and also the Rockets play-by-play voice. That's next. All right, good to have you aboard with us on a Friday night in the nation's capital, along with Aaron Hawksworth from ABC 7, and as well, regularly here on 106.7 The Fan. We usually team up, little tag team, Batman and Robin style, on a Friday night. But now, you have a couple of jobs. I have a couple of jobs. I don't know. Grant Paulson has 16 jobs. I don't know if anybody has more jobs than our next guest, who joins us now from Houston. He's Matt Thomas. He hosts a daily show, a talk show, what we're doing right now, of course, from noon to 3 on Sports Talk 790 down in Houston. He also does Rockets play-by-play on the radio. He does Rockets public address. He's the Houston Cougars football team pregame host. He does Astros pre and post. Matt, how do you do you ever sleep?
Well, it's funny because tonight I'm actually at home, and my wife's like, I forgot what you look like. Because, yes, it's a ridiculously crazy schedule.
And
but,
here you are on with us. I know. I feel bad.
I feel terrible for asking right now for you to give up your Friday night.
No.
Tell your wife we're sorry.
Yeah.
No, we're just relaxing. This is. I'm always willing to help because I feel like it's good karma, because I do have to get a fair number of guests around different cities across the country like you do. And I figure that anytime I get asked, I need to do that, because I'm always looking for interesting people, like a certain guest I had on my show earlier.
I appreciate you having me, and hope I didn't talk too much about the landscape of Washington, D.C.
Tell your audience what you did. Tell them what you did today.
So when Matt brought me on, I was like, I was like giving a geography lesson of Washington, D.C.
And
probably 99% of his listeners had no idea what the hell I was talking about. I'm such an idiot. I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
Well, I was just telling them that when we come for the Rockets, we stay out of Pentagon Mall.
Exactly.
I love the where we stay, and he's like, "Yeah, so remember where the Wizards play now? And Chinatown was not good." And I'm like, "This is great, but I don't know if my audience even knows who the Wizards are, much less Chinatown."
Exactly. I'm a dope. What can I say? Sometimes I get off on tangents. I apologize, but you didn't kill me for it, so I appreciate it. All right, let's get to it. Texans and the Redskins. What's the temperature down there of this Texans team? Obviously, start off 0-3. Everybody wants O'Brien's head on a platter. Now they've won 6 in a row, but they really haven't beaten anybody good. Pretty good offense, pretty good defense. How do you take that temperature of the fan base on a daily basis?
Well, let's go back to the offseason where Bill O'Brien gets an extension and a new deal, carried not only this year but the next 4 years after that. New general manager Brian Ging, which he obviously wanted to bring in because he and Rick Smith did not get along beforehand. So people are like, wait a minute, this team goes 4-12, and you're going to give him a brand new reworked contract, and you're going to bring in the guy he wants to bring in. Okay, and then the team starts the season at 0-3, and it is, let's fire Bill O'Brien. And I'm telling my audience, that's not going to happen. I mean, the owners don't have that kind of history of being that kind of crazy when it comes to firing people. They finish off that stretch by losing to the New York Giants at home, and you guys know how bad the Giants are. Mm-hmm. So it was absolutely a hot mess. Then they start winning some games on the road in Indianapolis. They win a game against Miami. They beat the Dallas Cowboys, and none of these are particularly spectacular victories. They go to Jacksonville and win, and obviously that Jacksonville team is not nearly as good as anybody thought they were going to be. So they've won 6 in a row. They're in first place. It was a comfortable lead until Tennessee started winning the last couple of games. The Colts have been playing better. So they have a one-game lead going into Sunday's game. Deshaun Watson has gotten better as the season's progressed. DeAndre Hopkins catches everything within a mile of his hands. The defense does a much better job. They're healthy with J.D. Clowney and J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless. Kareem Jackson, who was moved over to safety originally, has come back because of injuries back to cornerback, and he's played out of his mind. But they're still, to be brutally honest with you guys, they're still looking for that signature win. Question's going to be, is there even a signature win left on their remaining portion of their schedule? I've said there's kind of two blips that could potentially happen on the Texans' radar, one of them being against Philadelphia later on this year. But as you guys know, I don't think the Eagles are as nearly as formidable as they were during their Super Bowl campaign. And then, obviously, Sunday's game against a Redskins team that I'm trying to sell the audience, hey, be careful, because Adrian Peterson's had a great season, and Alex Smith is typical Alex Smith. But then they say, wait a minute, Matt, they got killed at home by the Atlanta Falcons. We can go and look kind of pedestrian against the Buccaneers. So needless to say, it's still very much a wait-and-see mode. They're right now the number four seed in the AFC. The playoffs were to start today. And I just don't see an absolute no chance, no way loss on their schedule the rest of the season.
These two teams are very similar, because those two games this Sunday and then that Eagles game that the Redskins have, you know, later coming up on the schedule, those are the two that I kind of have circled as the big ones left for Washington to play. So going back to Deshaun Watson, as Chris Russell pointed out earlier this week, he's been sacked 30 times. What about this offensive line that Houston has?
It's getting better. I don't know how it is, because it's not full of first and second round picks. That'll be obviously the first thing they focus on next year in the draft. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors. I don't know. I mean, Lamar Miller's been a decent running back. That's been spectacular. Deontay Foreman, their second year player at Texas, has yet to suit up this year because of an Achilles injury. It's been a bend but not break. They went with a guy named Julian Davenport on the left side of the offensive line. He was a fourth round pick of a couple of years ago that has had a really mixed season, played his college football at Bucknell, so unlike he was facing top-end competition. They've just kind of put it together, but frankly, a lot of it is because of the escapability of Deshaun Watson. And the one thing that he has done in the last 5 or 6 weeks that he hasn't done before, early in the season when they opened up the year at 0-3, is he wasn't running into sacks. He was not holding out of the ball long enough. And a lot of that is because, again, Deshaun Watson has been just, or I should say DeAndre Hopkins has been spectacular. Yeah. The tight end has been involved a little bit more than years past. And now you had Will Fuller, who was doing a really nice job of catching everything that Deshaun was throwing him. And he goes out and gets hurt. And that's the reason why they go get Demaryius Thomas. And now hopefully Demaryius Thomas will be a nice
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Packed for this team the second half of the year.
Matt Thomas joining us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He's the play-by-play voice of the Houston Rockets. Also does a daily talk show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Cougar football as well. Astros baseball. He's got it all covered. You follow him on Twitter at SportsMT. And while we have you here, I hate to fast forward, there's so much going on in Houston that we had to ask you about, A, what's going on with Ed Oliver, and B, where's Carmelo Anthony going, and why was that such a disaster?
Why aren't you asking about Mike Elias joining the Baltimore Orioles? I mean, we're going to knock it all out,
that's
right?
True. That's true. I forgot about that, too. Yeah, you're right. Oh, and Bryce Harper almost got traded to you guys. Can you hit it all in the next 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Seriously, what are the Nationals thinking? I mean, the Astros only give up a top 10 prospect, a catcher, and the Astros aren't really known for having a lot of catching prospects in the organization. Oh, whatever, it's long gone. But, all right, to Ed Oliver, he and Major got sideways. I think it's a little bit of frustration. I think the pot was boiling over because I think some people in the organization, in the school, thought that he was ready to go. I think probably Ed and some members of his family are like, wait a minute, here we are not going through a potential New Year's 6 Day bowl game scenario. We're not probably not going to win the conference. May not even play the conference championship game. And, oh, by the way, you could be a top 7 draft pick. What are you doing? So it was kind of frivolous, frankly. Didn't make either side look good. But Major's got to worry about 90 kids on that sideline. And if he starts playing preferential treatment for a guy that isn't playing, it would have been potentially a bad look. So, I hate that my alma mater gets that kind of attention for a situation like this, but it is what it is. I would be stunned if Ed plays the rest of the season, but maybe he's got to prove something else to say, hey, the way I'm leaving this Cougar football field is not the way I want to enter the NFL draft. So, but I don't know. If these things are so hard to figure out, because, again, I don't know if he's getting good advice, bad advice, or exactly what he wants. But I'd like to see him play one more time, but I'm not holding out any hope. Now, what else did you have? Oh, Carmelo.
Yeah, Melo. Yeah.
Yep.
God, I feel like, am I on your payroll, by the way? I feel like I'm giving you lots of information here.
We don't have any payroll to give you.
Oh, fair
Sorry.
Enough. Okay.
I can talk about Chinatown on your show if you want me to again.
Yeah, I've got plenty of that. Thanks. Let's get to Carmelo. I thought he was going to be a fantastic fit. I interviewed him at Media Day, and we talked for about 20, 25 minutes, and it was fantastic. I really do believe Carmelo was going to come in here and be a guy coming off the bench and was going to be comfortable with it, because the best of Carmelo gang is long gone, and it just didn't fit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know everything about it. I'd like to know more, and maybe never will find out more. But it was maybe a scenario where the skills had deteriorated so much. His defensive work, as you guys know, has never been good to begin
right.
with. And he became kind of the mid-range, top-of-the-key jumper. And if you know Houston Rockets basketball, which I'm sure you talk about abundantly on your show, the Houston Rockets shoot a boatload of threes and layups and dunks, and that is it.
It
just didn't mesh. And I think that, frankly, honestly, the Rockets, since this whole thing has kind of started up, have been playing some really good basketball, including beating the tar out of the Warriors last night.
It was a good win for them, no doubt about it. Maybe the Warriors, certainly not because of injury, what they have been. But a win is a win over the world champs, no doubt about it. Listen, Matt, I'll come on your show and bore your audience about Washington, D.C. geography anytime you'll have me. I apologize for being a dope and wasting your time earlier. But thanks for having me, and thanks for coming on with Aaron and myself.
Thank you, Matt.
I look forward to talking to you guys in 4 years. I want y'all to program my show for a second. How many of you people are going to say, hey, can you get somebody on from Washington talk Wizards basketball?
That's
how
true.
About the Capitals breakdown against you don't have a team. See, I'll talk to y'all in 4 years. That's a promise from me to y'all.
Thank you, Matt. Matt's great. Appreciate him.
Have a great weekend and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving. Check him out at SportsMT. We'll take a quick time out here, Aaron, on overtime. Don't forget, we've got Aaron's conversation with DJ Swearinger, one-on-one. My conversation with Tress Way, one-on-one. Plus, Aaron's made a life-altering, changing decision. Want to get to that next?
Sure.
And I did something pretty cool this morning. We're going to get to that, too, all before 8:45 when the Gabs Hog take over.
I'm all in my feelings right now because I just made a life-altering decision.
This is huge.
It's actually, I'm feeling Kiki. Really good about it. I am buying a house for the first time. Yes. And I haven't hit the panic button yet.
Breaking news.
My real estate agent, she was like, okay, just remember, you have a few times to back mm-hmm. out. There's probably going to come a point in this process where you're going to freak out and panic.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, call me. So far, it's just been all excitement.
I love the fact that you've bought a house. It's, again, a life-altering, life-changing decision.
It's a big decision.
Now,
I've
you
never
didn't say
owned
where,
before.
Right? You didn't
yeah,
say,
it's in Ashburn.
It's in Ashburn.
So I'm going
and
to the Burbs.
The fact that you beat Grant Paulson to Ashburn makes me happy.
What
Not
that,
that I
mean?
Want Grant Paulson to be frustrated because he wants so desperately to move out to Ashburn.
He does?
Thinks like the world revolves around Ashburn.
Wow.
He thinks the world just, he thinks that there's going to be less traffic for him to get here every morning by 10 a.m. from Ashburn
well, that could be
than
true,
from Alexandria.
I thought he was in Bethesda.
No, he's in Alexandria.
Oh.
And he works late at night in Bethesda, and he thinks there's going to be less traffic coming from Ashburn to Washington, D.C., Southeast D.C., at 8 o'clock-ish in the morning to get here for a 9:30 prep meeting and show. He thinks there's going to be less traffic there
I can't speak on his hours because I work crazy hours and they're not rush hour hours.
Right.
So having
okay, I can speak.
I never hit traffic with my schedule. Okay. Thank goodness.
I can speak. He's going to get crushed if he ever tries to do that. You, like me, we work off hours. Traffic is still bad at times, even though we work off hours. But you make a decision because you have a lot of friends out in the Ashburn area. It's obviously close to Redskins Park. Sometimes you work out at Redskins Park.
On Wednesdays,
so that's
that'll
convenient.
Benefit me. Another big part of the decision is I've always lived in, you know, done the city life thing in apartments where you walk and, you know, you're close to all that. But I've been craving just, you know, having more space and having
kind of
like. She
wants a white picket fence, boys and girls.
Yeah, having just a nice quiet oasis that I can go home to.
A nice quiet oasis on the pond.
I got all the partying out of my system.
She can entertain, she can entertain the crew on the pond. Do you have a moat like Nick Ashew has?
No.
You don't have a moat?
I don't.
God, that sucks. Ashew
Ashew is way above me.
I know. He's
going to be hard for me to ever catch up to him.
You're a TV star. He's a mega TV star.
I mean, have you seen that beard, his hair?
I know.
I mean,
so handsome.
He is.
So sexy. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, and the way Markieff Morris was looking at him in the Wizards overtime insiders live montage that we were watching, and I was like, oh, my God, like, Markieff Morris has the hots for Nick Ashew.
Wow. Woo! I didn't pick up on that, but I'm glad you did.
I mean, it was percolating, baby. It was percolating. I mean,
this is
like you said, it's a life-altering decision.
I really wasn't planning on buying until next year, and I just, you know, had some meetings, started looking, and this house just really clicked with me. And we were talking in the break. I grew up in Seattle where Amazon's headquarters are, and I did some research, and you know, all the people that I talked to there said obviously this is the second headquarters, probably maybe not as big, but houses and the value went up everywhere.
Even though it's not going to be in Loudoun County, it's going to be in the suburbs.
And you
but people
think
are going to live out
there. People are going to relocate here. They're not going to want one or two bedroom condos in Arlington. Right. They're going to have families, and they may want to be in Ashburn. And a part of the reason why I love Ashburn is because it is green. There's trees. It reminds me of Seattle. Mm-hmm. So if there's people relocating from Seattle, they may have the same feelings about Ashburn as I do.
And you might have plenty of friends from Seattle join you, right? And you already have plenty of friends. And you have plenty of friends already in Ashburn, and it's near Redskins Park. And I mean, I live like that, I don't know, 20 minutes away.
I was thinking that.
We can shout across and say, hey.
I know, be in your hood.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can smoke up a little brisket for you.
I would love that.
All right. Congratulations, man. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. It's been a big goal.
A little nerve wracking, right?
Like 10 years, and I'm just like, grateful that I finally got to this point.
No, it's a big task to kind of like take on, do all the paperwork, make sure that you're not overcommitting yourself.
I walked in there today. I'm like, listen, if I'm more of a writer, creative person, math is not my thing. If I'm asking stupid questions, but I just want to understand all my options here and what am I doing? And they were so great and patient, and it hasn't been as painful of a process as I anticipated.
I bought two houses in my life. And to your point, it's not as painful as you think.
It seems daunting when you've never done it before. Well, and when you sign, I don't even know where to go.
Essentially, when you're signing a 30-year contract, because most people like take 30-year mortgages.
Right.
I mean, you feel like you're
literally. No, I'm kidding.
she's like,
I don't have that problem. I paid cash.
She's like, screw you, dude.
I paid
cash from my house in Ashburn.
I wish.
With a pond in the backyard. The hell with you, radiophile.
Stop. Don't make me sound like some snobby person.
I've got the moat.
I don't even think you can go on the man-made lake that it's on.
Not the man-made lake.
I don't know if it's safe for any type of moat.
Is it a lake or a pond?
It's a lake.
It's a lake, huh?
Yes. Okay. It has a name, too. I think it starts with a T.
Well, we don't want to give it away because if people know, then they're going to hunt you down.
That's actually really
scary. We don't want anybody to, like, spy on you.
I'm actually moving to Leesburg. This is not official.
Aaron just bought a house out. In Fredericksburg this morning.
Owings Mills. I wanted to be right by the Ravens. Let's just not to give my address
oh
out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Nick Ashew is getting... People are saying that I'm doing terrible things. Please, would you idiot stop?
What is
Please,
Nick,
would
what's
you idiot
Nick
stop?
Saying?
you don't even want to know.
Hold on.
Just,
I
got to take a timeout.
Is he texting
Top
you?
Of the hour, Craig Heist is live at Capital One Arena. And then we'll come back and hear Aaron's one-on-one interview with DJ Swearinger, star of the defense, playing against another one of his former
the
teams.
Revenge
he hates
tour.
Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans. Hear what he had to say with Aaron next. Hey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.